back to the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here along for the conversation. You can always find out more at SteveGruber.com. You can go back and listen to interviews. If you missed one, a good one you want to share with your friends, that's the place to go check it out on podcast. This next interview, good guy, Jim Dover. He's the new president and CEO of Sparrow Health Systems, the big hospital, obviously, in Lansing, Michigan. Jim, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And I had a chance to talk to you a little bit before we went on the air here. You've traveled all over the country. You've lived in a variety of places, and you decided to come to Sparrow Hospital, a place that I hold dear in my heart. I was born there before I ran away from home a few times, but I came back to Michigan, and now you've come to join us. How'd you end up here?
Well, it's an interesting story. I actually was contacted as part of the whole recruitment process, and I've worked in healthcare administration for 38 years now. And Sparrow is actually well-known in the health systems across for mid-Michigan and for mid-sized health systems in the United States, has a wonderful reputation. And when the call came in, absolutely, I said I'd love to come join the team.
And obviously, in your travels across the country, you've seen a variety of healthcare systems, what works, where improvements could be made. So let me ask you, now that you're here, you've had a chance to be there for a few weeks now at the head of this ship. What do you make of it? What are you seeing? What are you liking? And where do you think you might see some ways to improve?
Well, a couple things. First and foremost, there's a lot that's good and great at Sparrow Health System. And what I would say is we're more than anyone imagined. I am just thrilled to be here, excited. The people here, so a couple things. One, the people are wonderful. The amount of empathy and caring and heart that people have and care for our patients is phenomenal. Also, we're large. It's more than just EW Sparrow Hospital, which obviously is our flagship tertiary health center. But we have 115 sites of care, Steve. So we cover a broad region. We cover over 650,000 people in our region, ranging anywhere from our community hospitals in places like Ionia and Clinton, Carson City, to our specialty long-term care, acute care hospital, LTAC. We have... urgent cares, we have a medical group, cancer center. I mean, the list goes on. So to that degree, we're very, very large. We have a big presence in the community, and so that's great. I think the areas where our next challenge lies in front of us is go to what I call Sparrow version 3.0, and that's to become a more integrated Sparrow. So across our sites of care, there's one right way to do certain things, whether it's sepsis bundles, et cetera.
Right.
And so we want to continue to integrate across our system as we grow and evolve.
Well, you know, in your time in healthcare, like you said, you spent a career in healthcare. You got your master's from another Big Ten school, Minnesota, not too far down the street here. So you have a good appreciation of who the Big Ten is and who we are here in the upper Midwest. But you've certainly seen healthcare evolve. I mean, just in the last 20 or 30 years, the science, the technology, the ability to cure things that 20 or 30 years ago could have been fatal, and now we're curing these diseases. And I know that Sparrow, based on some of the awards you've received just in the last handful of years, puts you on the cutting edge of a lot of this technology, doesn't it?
It sure does. In fact, we're getting ready to bring online our brand new linear accelerator for treatment of cancer patients that has an MRI built into the linear accelerator, and that'll come live at the end of September. We're the second only community health system in the entire state of Michigan to actually have that technology available, puts it at the cutting edge for cancer treatment. But at the same time, we just won our redesignation as a magnet award hospital at EW Sparrow Hospital for purposes of our nursing program. Only 6% of the hospitals in the entire United States get redesignated in nursing, and this is our third time in doing so. So that demonstrates how big our heart is of our caregivers and our nurses while matching that with great technology.
Jim Dover with us, the president and CEO of the Sparrow Health System. And Jim, I can tell you, I tend to stub my toe from time to time. Not only was I born in your hospital, but I come back every now and then through the ER just to make sure everything's running smoothly and to make sure that the team's working well. And trust me, they are. And you mentioned the nurses. They're fabulous. The staff is always fabulous at Sparrow when I come in, you know, to get a few stitches just for sport or whatever it is I need. But you're also a level one trauma center. I've not needed that, but that's also put you in a key position in this part of the state.
That's correct. As a level one trauma system and trauma center, you know, we are a destination hospital for care of the most critically injured patients where time is of the essence. In fact, there's a great video we have about Brendan. He was a pediatric patient of ours that unfortunately was hit by a car and rushed to our ER, and our team saved his life, that if he had to be transferred out of the community, I don't know if it would have been the same outcome. So having that level of resource available to our residents in the greater Lansing region is a tremendous resource, and we take that very seriously.
And you should be proud of that. Let's talk about the region just a little bit. As I mentioned, you got your master's, I believe you told me, from the University of Minnesota. You understand Big Ten country. You've lived all over the country, from California to outside of St. Louis to Minnesota to now here. What do you make of it here?
Oh, we love it. So a couple things. Absolutely drop-dead beautiful, and number one. Number two, love the weather. And now ask me in January how I feel about that. But coming recently from St. Louis region, the humidity and heat and the in the summertime was pretty dreadful. So we've been loving the summer here in Michigan. It's beautiful. And then the third, as you mentioned, Big Ten a number of times. I have a brother who played for Stanford for the Pac-10. So we always look forward to the Rose Bowl, because whenever it was a Michigan team coming out to play either UCLA or USC, we always knew it was going to be a great game.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And, you know, but you look at all the great, research being done at these universities, whether it's one right here or the one that you graduated from, and all of that ties in and makes it a better community as well, I would think. And I think you'd agree with that. I noticed here, and one other thing I want to get to before we let you run, your dad was a NASA rocket scientist. What'd you make of all the recent coverage of the moon landing and so forth, the anniversary?
Oh, it's wonderful. I lived through it. You know, my dad was on the team that was in charge of telemetry to the Apollo moon missions. In fact, that's how I was born, out in Edwards Air Force Base. My dad worked on the X-4 project with Chuck Yeager, and I was born at Edwards. So I think it's a great celebration of all that's good and great when we put our technology and our brain power and our effort together as a team.
Yep.
So I've been enjoying the celebration.
Jim Dover, president and CEO of the Sparrow Health System. You know, Jim, I just want to say welcome to the community. It looks like you're going to be a great addition. It's a great facility and a great group of people and a great team you've joined, and I wish you all the very best.
Thank you so much, Steve. I really appreciate it. I'm glad to be helping lead the only community-owned, community-led health system in the Mid-Michigan region, so thank you for the welcome.
Thank you. Jim Dover, everybody, president and CEO of the Sparrow Health System. We'll take a quick break. It's the Steve Cooper Show.